So thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited. I haven't seen you guys in forever.
It's been a minute. What have you been up to? What's going on in Tara's world?
Lots of things. I don't even know where to begin. In July, I finally launched my YouTube channel, which...
Catcher If You Can.
Yay, Catcher great If You Can.
It's a little play on her last name, Tara Catcher.
Yeah,
Catcher
If You Can. So I've been doing a lot of traveling, as you guys have seen and known, and you thankfully helped give me your GoPro. And honestly, that was kind of like a trial and error for me to see if I even have anything fun to shoot. And to be honest, I didn't even know how to edit before launching a YouTube channel, but I really wanted to do it all myself, at least in the beginning. You know, you're not making money off of it. It's more of just like a hobby. And then I fell in love with the creative aspect of being able to create your own story, if you will, from your trip or the experiences that you had and all the things I'm learning. And I just like fell in love with it. So I'm like, you know what? I need to like keep this going. If I put out, you know, one video a month, I do. If I don't, then I don't. But and now I'm like really motivated to keep putting stuff out. So it's been a lot of fun for me, and I've had a lot of weddings internationally. And
are you all caught up on the weddings?
Things going on.
Because didn't you have like 7 weddings in 1 year?
I am like the wedding.
Are you caught up?
Person.
Any more in the near future?
I have one on New Year's Eve, and okay. Then another one in April.
Oh my God!
Stop.
And another next September.
Nuh-uh.
But that's only 3 for the next year.
Gosh, you're gonna have like 30 bridesmaids in your
No, I have a whole lineup. I've just started putting them on Poshmark because I'm like, they're taking over a section of my closet and I don't even know what I'm gonna do. It was actually really funny. In the same exact year, I was a bridesmaid twice, and I don't know what the trends are in the wedding industry, but it was like this clay colored dress, and they both were the exact same size, same exact color, same style. And I was like, money shot. Like, this is perfect. Yeah. You know, like 2 for 1.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Different fabric.
No.
So I had to buy 2 different dresses. So I'm like, I think I've been in like 13 weddings. So
wow.
It's expensive, but it's like, I'm grateful for all the friends that I have like all over the country, and we all like stay in touch, and we just make it happen, because there will be a time in my life where you want to go to a wedding, you know? So you just have to kind of...
Do you notice now for bridesmaids' dresses that they give you more options to choose from? Like, hey, 5 different styles and you can pick one? Because I've been in a few like that, but years ago it was like just one dress for all. Mm-hmm. And I'm curious, I feel like I've seen different dresses and styles.
Yeah, and I think a lot of the being that people don't get married as much in their hometowns, or they're moving to their college town, they're moving to a bigger city, they're meeting their significant other, and they're either having weddings in that town that they've met their person at, or yeah, they are having a destination wedding. And it's already such a big ask, I feel like, to have, you know, a bridal party, and you still want your people there. So I think people are doing that, especially for the reason to give their bridal party more of a flexibility to be like, you have to be there. This is my color scheme. Go. And yeah. I was in a wedding in Hilton Head in July, who was like, this is my brand, this is my color, pick any dress that like makes you feel awesome. And it like worked. Like the wedding was beautiful, the pictures like turned out awesome, and all of the girls felt really good in whatever that dress was, because they got to pick out a dress that they personally like felt really good in. Because sometimes you get dresses and you're like, no, not the halter top.
I know this isn't gonna look good on my body.
And then you just have to roll with it. But
well, that's good though. And you have all those memories of just being able to hang out with friends, and
it's like an excuse to get together, even though you're like, okay, this is like, you know, it's like a little trip, and it's a reason to kind of see everyone. So
yeah. So only 3 next year. What about how's Stefan doing? I feel like we've
he's always ran on the road.
Each other a few times, and then
it's funny because when we finally, like when he's with me and we go meet people, I mean, everyone in this town's somehow in the entertainment industry in one way, shape, or form. And, you know, people meet him and they're like, oh, so you're an actor too. And he'll be like, no, man, I drive trucks. And like everyone thinks he's kidding, because he's like this like good looking guy. Mm-hmm. And he's like, it's, you know, he's doesn't look like your average typical truck driver. Sure. You know, like he has a set of weights on the truck. He works out to continue working out. He's like running when they're waiting for loads and trying to like work out and do YouTube video workouts as much as he can, because, you know, it's such a hard lifestyle.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very well paid and it's an opportunity to kind of like get your cash cow, you know, going, and it's not his final destination. He really wants to get into real estate. But being from Europe, he didn't have that many choices. His cousin has a huge trucking company. So okay. He was able to follow in someone's footsteps of some sort of, you know, lead as to what he can do, you know, and start to make a name for himself here. So
heck yeah. Has he always lived in Cali once he moved to the States?
Yeah. Yeah. And he would like to move somewhere else. I mean, 100%. If it weren't for me, I think someday, you know, we probably will either move out, you know, we will move outside of LA somewhere, whether it's like Pasadena or more north or somewhere. But in a perfect world, he dreams of living on a ranch in Texas, or moving to like a suburb out of Nashville, or like, he's never been to any of these places too. That's what's hilarious. He just says like, well, what about this place? What about Austin? And I'm like, yeah, tell me about Austin. Well, maybe we could go there and like, you know, in the winter. And I'm like, how do you know you want to live there? He just like is never, you know, they come to California, and I think it's the closest state, similar climate and everything as where he's from in Montenegro on the bay. So he grew up next to the water, and, you know, it's nice weather. And that's just, you see it in movies. There's only, you think New York or LA, you know, you don't really think, ooh, I'm going to move to America, Nebraska. And like, no offense to anyone living in like middle of America, but when you're thinking land of opportunity, you want to go to like a city or somewhere like more metropolitan that gives you all these different options. So that's really,
we know that Midwest living.
Yeah,
for those listening who don't know, me and Tara went to high school together.
Beulah, baby.
Beulah.
I just hit my six year. Whoa, that's so weird to say out loud.
Six year anniversary
about a week ago. Yep, I just, mom and I packed up my whole car. We did the, like, vacuum suction on my clothes and just rolled out.
She pulled in behind me in the garage today. She's still rocking that Civic.
I am still in the same car. And you know what? Now I'm to a point where I used to be very like, oh my God, my car and everything. I have the same car I've had since I was 16. Mm-hmm. And I got to a weird, like at one point, I'd say maybe it was a couple years ago, where I was just self-conscious of the car that I drove. Everyone in LA drives like such nice cars. But then, you know, I don't have a car payment and I have extremely cheap car insurance. And I know there will be a time in my life where I'm like, I'm ready to go buy a nice car, you know? But right now I'm like, I'm traveling the world and people ask me, how can I afford to do all those things? I'm like, I don't pay for, you have to pick and choose.
Of course.
You have a roommate, you have your bills, like you're smart about it. I think that's how people get caught out here. You can easily get yourself up to a $5,000-$8,000 a month overhead if you get too fancy too soon, and they don't have money to do all that stuff.
Well, because you live in like a world of like a little bit too much comparison, and you think you have to, you know, pay for a part versus, you know, and to be here, and there's like, you have to have the clothes and you have, but that's it, you have to pick and choose. And like you said, people get caught and they spend their money they saved up and they're done. You know, no matter how talented you are, how good looking you are, you know, it takes time. It's like this initiation period of like who you know and kind of figuring LA out, I feel like. And I'm so, so grateful that I ended up just keeping this car, because I know in a year I'll be able to go put a cash down payment on a car. And, you know, I've been saving a lot of money and things like that working. So I won't have to, you know, worry about that.
And like you said, you travel a lot.
Yeah. And why, you know, at one point I'm like, okay, this is going to be the year. This fall, I'm going to get a new car and these are blah, blah, blah. And then I'm like, okay, and then I'm going to go home for Christmas in Ohio for 2 weeks. And then I'm at another wedding, you know, at this time. Mm-hmm. And then I went to, you know, Washington, D.C. and New York for a week. And then just things add up. And I'm like, that's like 2 months out of the year. And if I was paying $300 to $500 car payment plus expensive LA insurance, that's a plane ticket in my mind.
Yeah.
You know,
100%.
that's two plane tickets to Europe, or that's something fun to go do. So you just
Super
pick
smart.
And choose.
I feel I feel like, too, with a lot of the traveling you've been doing, or at least that I've seen in these weddings, they're all in awesome locations. Like, didn't you just go to Ireland, too?
Yeah, one of my best friends from high school, Alexa, she met a guy from Ireland.
Okay.
So she, you know, we all packed going to Ireland. Here we go. Wow. So I've never been to Northern Europe, so I'm like, I really wanted to go. You know, whether it was like Scotland, Greenland, Iceland, there was like a whole bunch, of course, on my list, and yeah. I had to pick a couple. But I ended up going to London for like 5 days, and then we did Paris and in France. So, you know, Paris, like, it's, you know, it's so surreal, and I'm so glad that I got to go to those places. But now you did the touristy stuff, I would go back and, you know, kind of go outside. You freak out when you see the like Eiffel Tower and everything.
I know.
But it's like we're so American, you know. Yeah. So we're like, whoa, Eiffel Tower.
Get the photos. Get 1,000 photos of me in front of
it. Yeah, it's like people coming here and being like, wow, the Hollywood sign. And we're like, oh my gosh. But it's still so surreal if you think about it. We get to drive past the Hollywood sign every day. And it used to be something we would see on like the hills or totally. It really is surreal when you like sit back and think about it.
Well, after our interview yesterday, we took our friend Alex and Lauren, because he's from Israel, and he's been in the States for 5 years, but he's never been to L.A., but he was, like, taking pictures of the stars and Rodeo Drive and, like, all this.
Because that's what you do. If you
think about it. But we take it for granted. But we haven't been down there in a while, and I was like, this is a 10-minute drive.
I know.
To the capital. Like, this is where everyone wants to be, and we just kind of get used to it. But it's
like
refreshing.
The history and the creed, just, it really is surreal when you like sit back and look and you're like, I live here, you know. Yeah. I get to, it is cool. So
we went to Runyon too, which we haven't been to in
forever. It's good, people watching that. It's a good place to bring out of towners.
Yeah,
my quads are just torn to shreds.
Oh yeah, that first climb, it's like
up those stairs.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm.
I remember bringing my mom there when she visited me, and she was like, literally, I'll meet you at the top, and she was going to go back down, and I think she was like so mad at me after that, after it was like fine, but yeah. I think we were like in a pure, like full-blown argument, because I was like, come on, you know, you can do it, it's like, we'll do it together, we'll take as many breaks as you need, and it's not easy, but once you do it, you're like, oh, that was nothing, you know?
I got this, it's just out of control.
Where do you think you would get married?
If Stefan is my future husband, then we have talked about I'd get married in Europe. Really? I think I would have to. It's funny we talk about this, because when we first started dating, he's like, you know, whoever I marry, is what he would say. I would get married back at home, and I was really like, no, I would never do that. Like, you know, my whole family's back in Ohio, and my friends are all here in the U.S. And then as I've traveled there now 2 or 3 times to Montenegro, and I've seen, you know, how they live their life, and just how difficult it is for them to travel here, and just from the, like, even an economic point of view, they live lives just like we do, but the economy is so different. I mean, the average salary there is around like 400 euro, which is equivalent to just under 500 American dollars. So imagine you working a 40-hour work week, and that's per month. That's your monthly salary.
Wow.
So.
Wow.
It's, people don't.
Is cost of living, though, way different?
Way cheaper. It's all relative. But imagine how difficult it is to ask of, you know, his family and friends.
Oh, my God.
Hey, by the way, let's go to, like, go to California for this big wedding. It'd be almost rude.
Yeah.
You know? So I just think, like, and I think that's why Alexa even made the decision that she did, and she's, like, had the mindset of, like, he's going to live here the rest of his life. This is where we're going to raise kids. This is where we're going to have a family in the U.S. So I think it's only out of respect to go to where he's from, and not to mention, it is stunning. So you wouldn't really need to, you know, worry too much about venues and backdrops and all the decorations. I mean, of course, that'll all come, but it's beautiful. It's on the water. Everything's, like, old towny, and I think it would just be respectful to do that, you know.
Yeah,
this is just like a left turn here, but I just feel like you're someone who would enjoy it, and I've been obsessed lately. Are you on TikTok?
No, but I need to. And I have another friend who sends me videos every day of like, will you do this with me, and I do, like, I love all the stuff. I just have not downloaded the app, but I've watched a million of them. I need to do it.
The reach is unbelievable.
Yeah.
You putting out videos and picking up like a whole new audience is unbelievable.
I heard it's like so user friendly and fun.
It's just, it's the best. It'll take a minute because it's kind of an editing app in a way too. A lot of it has to do with editing.
Good. I feel like I would spend too much time on these.
Sometimes,
but it's like
we
fun.
Do. We so do, yeah. Fun. You can reach. It's the biggest thing though. Is it is entertaining and fun, but you can reach an audience that you can't reach on Instagram because it's pretty much everything you post on Instagram is 99% your followers are consuming, 1% discovery. Where on TikTok, it's flipped.
TikTok?
It's all discovery, the For You page. So if you put out a video, it's just all new people. Mm-hmm. So on Instagram, I'm still able to give all my loyal fans and friends, like family, my life, but I'm able to pick up a new audience on TikTok better than you can.
So anything you post just goes out into the world?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then if it picks up in the algorithm, like if it does well, then it'll continue to grow and grow and grow and grow.
But if they click on Freddie, they'll see your stuff. Or
yeah. And they can follow. They can follow you on TikTok. But
I need to do it. I've been meaning to. Like, I almost actually did it today. And then I was watching another TikTok video and I just haven't downloaded it.
And do it now before the reach gets saturated.
You'll understand. It's a dopamine hit. Like you'll do, because on Instagram, you're just like you're aware of what you'll get.
Yeah.
Like you have your like common numbers, but on TikTok, you'll like put something out, and it could get like 500 views. Or like I had my very first viral video ever. There's a video I put that got 3.6 million on TikTok.
Yeah.
And
it was of him and his dad taking the Jeep or the cover off of the Jeep.
Yeah, like and edit it with music and like what he does with the Jeep, but it like got shared over like 20,000 times. It went viral and it was like the coolest shit. But like there's so many videos that we get thousands of views on, others you don't, but it's literally like a slot machine. You're like, let me do a video. Yeah, if it catches fire,
you don't know.
It just goes boom. You like wake up to like 400 new followers and you're like, who are all these people?
So then you can post to your Instagram and stuff and you're cross marketing.
They allow it on TikTok. Yeah, it literally says put your YouTube and Instagram. And so my profile has my YouTube, Instagram.
Oh my gosh.
And the reach is unbelievable.
And anytime I feel like I've got like a hot video and I see a lot of new follows, I'll go to Instagram and there's follows there. I'm like, so people really are going across and going to the other platforms. Because you're big on Instagram. And do you notice the reach is not what it used to be?
Yeah, it's hard to, I feel like if you don't post your photo at the right time and you don't get enough likes and or comments right away, they kind of push it to the bottom. Yeah. It's pretty annoying.
So annoying.
I just use it now as like it's a huge representation of like who I am. Like if I send someone to my Instagram, they're going to know what I do for a living, my personality, all my platforms.
It's a business
card. And it's a business card. Exactly. And
it's also like a personal business. Like you can personalize it and you can post stuff, you know, you at home cooking. It doesn't have to be everything like hire me, you know, but it's but it can be like they see exactly who you are.
Yeah. So that's the thing with TikTok. It's just, you're going to reach a new audience and that's just really cool. And you can be silly. I would never do some of the stuff I do on TikTok on like my Instagram or Facebook because it's like super immature.
Right.
But it like works with TikTok. Like you do voices, you do the dumbest shit.
And it does it for you?
There's challenges. So you don't have to be creative. You can just like look through and go, oh, I want to do this challenge. And you just do it. So that like it's all built in. Like your content's built in.
It's just fun content. So not as much like stress and pressure on making your like aesthetic all.
Oh, no.
Not at all.
Me just show you like one thing. And I'll show you more after because I know people who are listening won't be able to see this. But like here's a challenge I did with this voice of this child.
Just kind of memorize it.
Yeah, like all it is like you'll be scrolling through. So if someone sees that, you can click on that sound and then you could do a video where you dress up and then you just line up your voice with it. And there's just all different kinds of challenges. Like
that's so fun.
The YMCA, you're dancing like with your back turned and then you jump and then it like zooms in on your face. So
I saw Benji's, of course, that you guys posted on TikTok of him, all the different.
Oh, on Instagram.
Oh, yes. Dogs do real well on there. I'm like, come here, Benji. Time to make a video.
He's ready.
Yeah, we give him his like little snack, so he's good. But
he's so good.
But yeah, I just, because I feel like Like some people, I don't think would ever. TikTok's just not for them because their Instagram's like the perfect thing. But I feel like with you dance, you sing, you like you'd enjoy the little skits.
Yeah, that's
you know,
fun.
It's not just as easy as like a story. We're like, hey, I'm at the grocery store. It's not really that.
And you like musical theater, yeah? You grew up, yes. There's,
that's like my whole background.
Yes, girl, feel you, love it. There's so much musical theater on here, and I have the best time in the world.
Fun. I'm excited. I need to like be careful when I do this. That's what I think I've been most worried about because I feel I'm gonna wake up tomorrow morning. It's not even wake up. I'm still gonna be on my phone doing TikTok when I only have. So much going on that I'm like I don't want to get too distracted.
Just limit yourself to like 20 minutes.
Yeah, limit timer on. Okay, that's all I can do.
It'll help promote your YouTube and
which I need. Yeah,
because your whole it was funny because you called me. I remember we talked like a year ago, and you were asking me about YouTube. But we never really built YouTube. It was kind of just like we just put things out on there just. Because people were there. But I kind of was confused in the sense that you essentially get paid anywhere from $1 to like $8 per 1,000 views. Well, if I do 1,000 views on a video, I said that's like best case scenario is $8. And I was like, well, how do you really make like this big money? Once I started researching all of it and I realized it's the quantity of videos. So there's videos that we're doing that someone will watch and then it suggests another video of ours, or then someone will then subscribe and then watch two or three videos. So getting 1,000 views isn't just on one video. You might get 1,000 views from 200 people watching five of your videos. So it's more about the amount that you put on YouTube. So that's something to think about too.
I need to get over that because I'm such a perfectionist and I have each like video of like all the content and folders that I need to like edit, and I need to get over having these grandioso videos, you know, because they take, for me, that takes forever. For an editor, they'd be like, whip it right up. Sure. But I'm still learning, and I'm watching different YouTube videos and reading to just edit and use the programs that I use. And I'm not even on yet, you know, like Premiere and all those bigger, you know, I use Final Cut Pro.
That's great.
And so, but I started on iMovie, and then I was like, oh, I got this. And then I like downloaded Final Cut Pro, and I'm like been dabbling into that, which I still don't know everything. So I'm just trying to like ease myself. But that luckily has been a creative outlet for me when I, you know, in the midst of everything, I'll be like, okay, I have 3 hours. And, you know, 3 hours flies by when you're editing,
oh,
right?
Oh, my God, yeah.
I feel like the best way I can compare it to is, like, do you remember Sims?
The game.
The game Sims, when I used to play that game or, like, playing any video game as a kid when all of a sudden it was, like, the sun's coming up and you don't even know how you've been playing video games or whatever for that long. And that happened to me editing, and I feel like we lose that so much as adults and we forget what it's like to be super present and super, like, into something. Yeah. You know, we're so, like, on the go doing a million things and whatever. And I was able to channel that again editing, and I'm like, whoa. This is weird because I have not been able to channel that kind of energy and that kind of focus and creative passion, you know, in something in years.
We were actually talking about this, how I feel like, especially millennials, our generation, and as the years come, creativity is just way more present than it ever has been. Like our parents, their generations, I feel it wasn't, especially when it comes to jobs too, you know, it was a very traditional way of doing things. And now, there's so much content creation. There's so much happening with just fulfilling that creative part of you. Yeah. And it does something so crazy.
Yeah.
And that's why I love TikTok, too. You see all these just random different types of humans and people that make this world go round. And everyone's having fun doing the same cool videos. Yeah. Or you're just seeing the craziest stuff. And you're like, thank you, TikTok. I would have never seen this.
Because it's like a little bit of vulnerability. And when you can all connect with that, it's like it's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good. Yeah, I don't know. I made that assumption. I don't know if that how true that is, but like I just feel like doesn't
maybe
it seem
wrong.
like if you were born and like anyone who's born in these decades, please comment below and correct me if I'm wrong. But does it seem like if you were born in like before the 1960s or even 70s that they were very like adult kind of like a more parent adult supervision kind of vibe where it feels like parents now who are 38 are like doing video like.
Yeah.
I just feel like my parents' generation or like any of my parents' friends, like I don't see them ever like like, doesn't it seem like more of a mature, like, we're more creative, young, vibrant, like.
There's also just more resources even for everyone, and a lot of parents have chosen to get on Instagram. Like, my mom gets on once a month, but some people, it's part of their lunch break, you know, routine or whatever. And, you know, inevitably you're going to see what other kids and moms and other people are doing, you know?
That's
and
true
so
too, though.
There's just so many more resources other than TV and magazines. And before, that's all we used to have.
Now they can create. Yeah. I think maybe just the technology might have just taken that generation a little longer to get on. But now you're right. They are on Instagram. They are making videos. There's a lot of people I actually follow who are, you know, 40, 50, 60, 70 years old who is making videos. It's good for creativity.
And that's what I think is then inspiring even, you know, people older than us or moms are finding other passions because they're like, wait, you like those cookies? Those were pretty to you? Oh, cool. Maybe I should do more of this. And, you know, I've been telling my aunt back in Ohio, she makes the most beautiful sugar cookies ever. And she started by just doing them for fun, just randomly. She always made good cookies. And, I mean, I'm talking now she marbleizes frosting. She puts faces. Like, they're so detailed.
Talking about Renee?
Yes. No, they're beautiful. And I'm like, you need to start an Instagram. People like ask her, I'll take 4 dozen of the Mickey Mouse ears. I want cactuses with bows and dots. They would take me 10 minutes a cookie and she just whips them out any shape, size, color. It's amazing. Wow. But she's getting feedback, you know, even just from something like Facebook. And it kind of fuels you. When you get, you know, a bunch of likes on a photo or people are complimenting, oh, Alyssa, I loved your hair. You're like, I hated my hair that day, but maybe I'll keep it like this.
Yeah.
Because you're just, makes you feel good, you know, that other people are like responding positively to the content that you're putting out, whether it's a cookie you made or how you edit your photos or a song that you sing or whatever, you know?
So then perhaps the creativity has always been there, but having the social platforms
just wasn't the outlet
allows
to maybe
us to see,
share it.
You know, because I could see these cookies now and you're making me want one just by hearing about it. She's just so talented and great at it and has, you know, now people can see it on Instagram, Facebook.
And it's a way to just market them. You know, people, especially back in, you know, little Asheville, Ohio, a lot of people, I think, have this fear of doing something outside the norm or the norm for there in that small town because, you know, a lot of people don't see it or there isn't a lot of resources to market, you know, your creative hobby, you know, and now there is. And I feel like a lot more people are jumping on things like Etsy and, you know, there's Facebook and there's just so many opportunities to market little hobbies that have turned into full-time jobs for people on accident, you know, and I love that because it's like that's what we're all doing. And it's just kind of reinforces that the 9-to-5 is awesome. And but it's doesn't mean that that's what everyone has to do. There's so many ways to make money.
Yeah.
If you're not, you're lazy.
Or get that dopamine high at night. Like even if someone's selling $200 a month of cookies, doesn't change their life, but the creative process and succeeding and building something on top of maybe you're a nurse and you love your job or whatever it is, but you have other things that you can create and continue that fulfillment.
Totally.
And at the very least, you're doing something that you love and brings you happiness.
Yeah.
So why not? You know, that's going to make
you. And if you can do it for more people, what? That's even better.
Yeah.
It's cool. We're very lucky. I feel like we're like in the perfect. I'm so like glad. I mean, sometimes you think I wish you could be born in a different era or something. Like it would be really cool to see back in the 20s or whatever. But I truly think we are living in the best time ever. Yeah. Like it's so cool. I feel so grateful.
Well, it's nice to have positivity because I feel like so many people too only point out the negative of social or everyone's just like the world's so. I'm like, but as you learn about history, things have been a lot worse. We really are. We have things that need to be worked on, but this is like one of the greatest times to be alive.
But just
with opportunity,
with
us growing, with things becoming more fast, and like I think we're all starting to value our time a little more. I think back in the day, you could kind of just like kick up after a long day, be with the kids, and but like now there's like, it's 24/7, and things are moving much faster, and we can get a lot more done. And I'm on that side of the train. We won't get into this because we'll talk for like an hour about it. But I'm curious of your opinion. Like, I'm convinced. People might think I'm crazy.
Oh no.
I'm convinced that we will be the generation that makes it to the point where we can live not only like 120, 130 years, but like potentially forever, with merging with like technology.
Oh, it's in like what is it called? The cells, the stem cells.
Stem cell, yeah.
That are already readily available to us. We can already,
And it helps tremendously happened. And just with
all... Yeah, aging in your brain. I mean, I don't know. I hope so. I mean, people are already living way longer.
Mm-hmm.
Even my great-grandma, she lived to be 101. Wow. My grandma now is 86, 87. She'll be 87, one of the two, both of them. She still drives and FaceTimes me and crochets and just everything. Yeah. And it's like back in the, I feel like we used to think that was like super old. And I almost get, when people talk about even in their 80s, I'm like, that's not old, you know, because you don't want to, it's just like it's not to you. But I really think people, well into 100, I think will just be normal.
Yeah.
Like, it'll just be...
Even if we don't end up merging with the machines, I still like think...
his dream.
I still think that...
I mean, something's going to happen.
Of course.
Well, it has to... I mean, and we've been learning so much. That's what I love about listening to podcasts and having podcasts. And, like, even Molly was sharing an article about... and I won't recap it for all the same listeners, but, like... But I'm going to recap it because it's awesome. essentially, like, there's... I forget what it's called, but if you were able to time travel... If you were born in 1750 and you could have time traveled to 2015, it was such a drastic difference between 1750 and 2015 that you would actually die from the shock of how different the world is, that you wouldn't be able to actually comprehend how different it was.
Yeah.
And what happened before that would have been someone in 12,000 BC would have to travel to 1750, that many years. To show up in 1750 to die from how shocking it has changed. And now all of a sudden it's only taken from 1750 to 2015. Now it's only going to take from 2015 if we time traveled to 2050. We would die from how much different
the world. So now it's way smaller.
It's way smaller.
Which
means that's how different in our...
It's moving faster.
Yeah.
DPU, is that what it was called?
I think it's called DPU. So
it's crazy though.
But yeah, I just really believe that, like,
we're gonna be here for that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But, like, well, we're gonna be far away. But we're gonna evolve with it. But if we were to time travel right now to 2050, we can't even imagine how the world's gonna look, and we're only gonna be
scary
how old?
And exciting.
I know.
60. We're gonna be like 60-ish.
Oh my gosh, it's like our kid. I mean, it's
gonna
crazy.
Be insane what we're gonna be able to do. Like, I'm just ready for all of it.
I know.
I'm excited for the future. I want innovation to keep happening. Like, I want to be able to like, you know, have those contact lenses, live in the AR, VR world. I want to have artificial intelligence, and as long as it doesn't kill us. But even if it does kill the whole human race, we're the
I
last ones
did
to
my
live.
My first VR
How was that?
Experience in Century City. It was so cool. You have to try it. Have you either one of you done anything VR?
I've done like Oculus, but like
so it's like it's a 10-minute experience.
Yeah,
and you feel like you're on a ride. You're in a room as big as this room that we're in, and I felt like I just went through a jungle. I picked up torches. You look down at your hands in the goggles. I have hands that aren't mine. I can look in the mirror, like, and you see your avatar body. Is it
like you though, like your avatar?
Every time I move, the whole thing moves. Like, you look down and I've got knee pads and boots on, and it is so cool. And you look in someone else and they're in an avatar, their whole body, like 3D avatar. But when you touch them, obviously I'm touching the person, but they're in an avatar.
It tricks your mind though, that it was very like,
we were on a roller coaster. It was like something where I'm very like, I'm going to challenge this thing. Like, it's not like I'm going to just really play with it, because it can't. At one point I was like, I think I'm kind of motion sickness.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, I was laughing at you guys, because there's someone that comes in the room in case someone gets hurt or whatever. Yeah. We picked up torches that were fake torches, but they were real. They were heated. Like, they had when I looked at the goggles, they had a flame on top. I don't even know how.
Where's
it works.
This at?
In Century City.
Like the mall?
The Century City Mall.
Maybe we should go try that.
For a little date night.
I would
it's
love
so
that.
Fun. And then go to Javier's for Mexican after. They have really good Mexican
Yum.
Food.
Yeah. So is it, because I feel like a lot of times when I've seen people do
that.
Do
the Indiana Jones one. That's one we did. It's the best one.
It's good.
Okay.
Indiana Jones. I feel like when I see people do this, they put it on and they like fall and flip. Like, is it such a crazy.
No, because they
experience.
First get you going, because like you go in, you're with four people, so it'd be like you two and another two friends or random two people, and you look at yourself, and they make sure that you have like your hands and stuff, because some people accidentally put their hand ones on different hands or their feet on different feet, and they just make sure because they want you to move with your avatar. So they make sure you're comfortable, you see yourself, you see other people, and then like how each other move, and it's really a weird experience. But you get comfortable, is what I'm saying, sure. before they start the game. And then they tell you, step over here, the railing is a real railing, this is fake, and after that, just follow the road. And you're weaving in, feet in, power in, like you have to jump on rocks and like fly over this mountain and... You're in a helicopter. It's crazy.
Really? I feel like it's probably so
but
crazy to watch
But you're
it.
In a room literally that's like 9 by 9 like the whole time. It's insane what people like.
So
what
for
you
people
can do.
Outsiders watching in on everyone doing this, it probably looks
We're like,
so
what,
silly.
At one point I like wouldn't jump and they're like, come on. And I was like, you're scared kind of. It feels so real. Huh. And you're looking over the cliffs, these beautiful mountains, and it just started making me think, like, so many people have the opportunity to see, and I think they have this actually, of traveling, VR travel. So you can see 3D of, like, let's go to Paris, or right. let's go to, you know, Italy, or whatever, and you can actually put yourself in these locations and walk around, like, as if you're there, and you're not, and it's
That's
crazy
so
that
cool.
you can do that.
Oh, we gotta try that.
Yeah, I've only done it in, like, a smaller scale, so that sounds really cool if they've...
And it's only 10 minutes. I wish it was, like, a little longer, but afterwards you're kind of like, oh, I want to do it again. And
that's good.
You want to do a different yeah. one. They have, like, underwater ones. You can scuba dive and see. That one, they said, is, like, the less, like, affected. Like, it's not as, like, wow, but it's really cool because you're not... It doesn't feel as real. That's what I'm trying to say. Because you're, like, not touched by water, but... It still feels real in a way that you can see how big the animals that we don't know how big they are. You see when you go on your dolphin watch, you know, in Hermosa Beach, but you don't right. know how big these whales actually are or like how big these sharks are. And so you can see them relatively exactly like how you are and they're not, nothing can happen, but it's like, it's so real. It's
wow.
crazy.
That always makes you wonder too, once this really gets perfected years from now and people are hopping in and out of VR, like, what's going to make someone not want to live in that reality if they're older and have a, you know, ailing body or, you know, whatever it could be. And in this VR world, they're just some superhuman, you know, it's crazy.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, when it's really a thing, not...
Well, they already have it with, I mean, video games. You can connect and play live with millions of people all around the world, and it's all on the same...
It's true.
It's not VR, but eventually it will be. Why won't we be able to hook up and just be in a world and...
Crazy.
I was bartending the other night and we had a TV on and somebody asked, can you put on channel blah blah blah, because I don't know the channels, but I always say, like, if you know the channel, I'll put it on.
Yeah.
And it was a drone race, and this even 5 years ago would have never been a thing. These people were racing drones in a big like auditorium with ups and downs and through hoops and like going, I don't even know, hundreds of miles an hour. And the way that they did it was backstage, people were in chairs like this with goggles on that were attached to the drone. So you were like in the video game, like you were on the drone.
Wow.
Oh,
it was
God.
Crazy. Like to see, they were filming all these guys who were racing their drones and they weren't moving, right? But they had these VR goggles on and they were like, oh, boom, I just crashed. And like, it's so entertaining to watch them, but... I'm like, they're on those drones, like wow. smashing into stuff, and it's crazy. Like, you're in a live video game.
Did you ever
crazy.
Get dizzy when you were done doing your...
Yeah, for a second, really? I was like, okay. Like, when they turn the lights on, everything's back to normal, you're just kind of like...
Oh, gosh.
It's kind of weird.
Huh.
But, again, it's with perfecting it and kind of,
sure.
you know, at one point I'm like, it's going too fast, I want to see the view. That's what I said at one point. He was like, just keep going. Because it was so beautiful, and we were on this helicopter, and you want to see. And, you know, sometimes you think you're just looking at a screen, like a movie screen, and you would turn your head, and you can't, you're so surprised to be in this... video game that's all the way around you. So I'm just spinning in circles because I couldn't believe that when I turned this way, it was another view. It wasn't like the same. Mm. It was like a waterfall was over here. And if I kept turning around, then that was where the cliff was. And I turned over here, there was like a garden of flowers, and we were all on this like platform, and it was all around you. And it was crazy.
Crazy.
So, you sold me. We're going this weekend.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let me know how. I mean, it's just, you know, there are at times when you first started, we're like, oh, the hand wasn't attached, whatever. So it's like you can tell that even in 5 years, it's going to be even more insane. But sure. For the start of it, and my first time, I was really blown away. It was a lot of fun. You have to go.
Love that. What's it called?
I don't want to get the name wrong. Discover VR or Century something City. Along those lines at the Westfield Century City.
Okay,
Mall.
Sweet.
We'll I'll Google send you it. The name. Yeah. Yeah, I'll send it to you. I have them on Instagram. I was following all their different things, so I'll
so send fun.
It. It was fun. A cool little thing to do.
Do you have any Halloween plans?
Halloween this year, we usually do that annual Halloween party where we bring a magician and dress up and turn our apartment upside down. But this year, we just decided with my schedule and just want to go do LA fall things.
Yeah.
You know, just other things. We did escape room yesterday and
fun.
I think this Sunday we're going to go to the Hollywood Cemetery and watch a movie. And I've never done any of those things. So I'm like, I still want to do all the Halloween fun things. We'd still decorate it a little bit, but I'm like, I want to just do it different. You know, take a break from our party, which is so fun. I was low key kind of sad, but it was also kind of like, oh thank God.
A lot of work.
I was kind of glad in a way, too, because it's a lot of work. What about you guys dressing up, doing anything fun?
We're going to be separate, so.
Yeah, I'll be
they
gone.
They kind of put the whole kiboshes on that.
I'll go trick-or-treating for the first time with my niece.
That's She'll fun. What is she dressing up as?
I believe a unicorn. My sister sent me some costumes. They're so precious. Not sure, though, but follow my stories.
Yeah.
I'm sure you'll see.
Stay tuned.
Follow so my cute. Stories.
You need to dress up and match her.
I know. That's a great idea. I love Halloween. It's one of my favorites.
Me too.
Just like, do it to piss off Brie, because I want to be like, oh my God, your daughter's so cute. Like, because you're dressed like
yeah.
a...
Gosh. Are you going to dress up?
Well, I'm not really doing anything like party-ish dress up, but... So probably not.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
Hey.
It's always next year.
Yeah, next year is a new year. I've done the, like... Hollywood
You've
parties.
Done it, yes.
I've done it, and you yes. know, every time I'm just kind of like, that was it, yep. you know, like the parties and stuff. So I would rather just throw some cat ears on and go to
100%.
A fun. We did Beetle House last night. That was fun. It's like a little Halloween bar in Hollywood where they have like the Nightmare Before Christmas, Edward Scissorhands, and people are dressed up and like foaming drinks and. Fun thing.
Cute.
So it's just a fun Halloween thing to do. But I was like, I'm more ready to do LA Halloween things.
Yeah.
Go to parties and all that, which is fine and fun, but I'm just don't You've really done have it. Time.
Yeah. And I'm glad.
Hustler,
and,
I know.
And I'm glad that we're like back to being in close quarters so
yeah,
we can spend more time together
and
hang out, kick it.
Yeah. We can figure out how to get more subscribers on YouTube.
Yeah, girl. And TikTok. We'll see you
on
TikTok.
I'll see you on TikTok.
Yeah, okay. Let us know. But thanks for spending this time with us and
of
hanging.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, please come back anytime.